With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Venezuelan illegal immigrant wanted in a shooting in New York's Times Square is now in custody. Police say that he resides at a temporary shelter, entered the country illegally last September. Police say he tried to shoot a female security guard after he and two other people stole clothing. He's also a suspect in an armed robbery in the Bronx last month. Now, this comes on the heels of an incident in Times Square where two police officers were attacked by a group of illegals who were then released by the DA. House Republicans will make another attempt at impeaching the Homeland Security Secretary next week. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise will return to Congress after undergoing treatment for blood cancer, giving Republicans another vote in the effort to impeach DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for his lack of action at the southern border. The chamber could vote as soon as Tuesday. Also at SRNnews.com, a 5.7 magnitude earthquake has hit south of the Big Island of Hawaii.
The earthquake was centered 11 miles south of Nalehu, Hawaii, at a depth of 6 miles. It was initially reported by the U.S. Geological Survey as a 6.3 magnitude earthquake, but was later downgraded. The earthquake occurred at 10 a.m. local time. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said no tsunami was expected. Shaking could be felt in Honolulu, which is on the island of Oahu, about 200 miles north. On Big Island, people reported lamps and large objects breaking and homes rattling loudly. I'm Haya Panjwani.
National Weather Service meteorologist Cameron Miller says Wisconsin's first ever tornado in February was recorded Thursday.
Around the Evansville area, which is directly south of Madison here, and stayed on the ground for a considerable track here all the way up to Fort Atkinson, which is across Interstate 39 and then more towards south central Wisconsin.
This is SRN News. A battle over abortion in Washington, D.C.
This one isn't taking place in Congress or the Supreme Court. It has to do with an abortion clinic in the city and the bodies of five full-term aborted babies that have come into the hands of the D.C. medical examiner. Pro-life advocates say there needs to be an investigation into whether the clinic broke the law. But the Justice Department has advised the medical examiner to dispose of the remains, which could be used as evidence in court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Christian coffee shop in Denver is under siege for nearly 8 months. Queer trans activists have gathered outside the Drip Cafe to protest the business's biblical stand on human sexuality. Owner Jamie Sanchez says the demonstrations are hurting the bottom line. There's been vandalism as well. He opened the cafe last summer in an effort to raise money for the nonprofit Recycle God's Love Ministry, which supports Denver's homeless population. Also, with the money, he hires homeless. This is SRN News. A new poll says Americans believe air travel is relatively safe in the U.S., despite the recent Alaska Airlines incident over Oregon. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
About 7 out of 10 U.S. adults who responded to the poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say airplanes are a very or somewhat safe method of travel. And about 2 in 10 adults say they have a great deal of confidence that airplanes are being properly maintained and are safe from structural faults. Another half say they have a moderate amount of faith that this is the case. I'm Donna Warder.
Well, Meta has removed Instagram and Facebook accounts run on behalf of Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. This after criticism over his support for Hamas after its October 7th terror attack on Israel. Ticket prices surging for Sunday's Super Bowl. Right now, they're around $8,600. More at SRNnews.com.